Episode 175 of the Drive-By Podcast, sponsored by Les Délices Lafrenière, Montreal's top bakery and pastry shop. Five locations, check them out. St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store in my hood in Brossard. With Zeppole, of course, St. Joseph, our patron saint, San Giuseppe, is just around the corner, coming up over the weekend, and a perfect time to get Zeppole at Les Délices Lafrenière. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. Check out their incredible menu. Lunchtime, dinner, 5 cassettes, happy hours with friends, followed by dinner after you leave the office. Grilled octopus, how about that for an appy? Signature spinach dip, steak tartare, creamy potato soup, or the incredible Rickard's French onion soup. Those are just the appies. I'll tell you more later on in this podcast. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by Own Space. What's going on? Episode 175 of the Drive-By Podcast. My name is Freeway Frank. Thank you so much for listening in. This is the Thursday edition. That would be March 14th, even though we don't care about calendars or dates, but I at least want you to know what day of the week it is, what version you are getting. You're getting the second best of me. That's what I'm coming up with. The second best of me. The first best of me is on Tuesdays. The second, no, it doesn't matter. You're getting the best of me and 100% effort all the time. As my mind wanders off into the abyss, no, not quite, but into thoughts and opinions and commentary, which is what this is all about. Keeping the conversation going, keeping the talk going, sometimes funny, hilarious, sometimes serious, sometimes thought-provoking. Maybe a bit of everything is what I'm aiming for, and that's what the Drive-By Podcast is all about. Today, I watched, and I am encouraging all the drive-byers. I like that. I should refer to the listening audience no longer as the listening audience or listeners, but as drive-byers, albeit if you are in Compton or bad areas of Detroit, or who knows where, in blue cities right across America, and blue cities in Canada, too. Don't get me wrong. We've got our share of problems here, too. Probably not a good idea to be calling anybody drive-byers or putting your hand up and saying, yeah, I am a drive-byer. No, not that kind of drive-by. But the one where the shots that are fired are figuratively shot. We say what we want. We give our thoughts and opinions. We have that conversation. And as I mentioned just moments ago, I encourage everybody to watch Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo. Who would think that Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo, yep, that's Chris Cuomo, who was fired from CNN, Tucker Carlson, who used to be on CNN, but most recently let go from Fox, would be in a room together, yet alone having a discussion, having a conversation, not yelling at all. It's beautiful. And what it shows me is we can sit down with completely different opinions and have a conversation. I can. I'm sure you can if you're here listening to this podcast on whatever platform you're getting it on, then you're here for the discussion. You're here for the openness and thoughts. Some people, this is their living nightmare. For some people, seeing Tucker Carlson come across their screen, they view him as you know, a man full of bigotry, hatred. He's been referred to as a Nazi. I mean, I've been called a Nazi, and that's absolutely ludicrous and crazy, but people are crazy. You see, we're not supposed to use the word crazy or mental nowadays. You can't use those words because what they allude to is the people are mentally infringed, mentally challenged in some way, mentally bothered, mentally unstable, whatever you want to call it. And you can't say those words because they're un-PC. But I'm going to use the words that exactly define the crazies out there who don't want these types of people to have a conversation together. Chris Cuomo, who I used to like prior to COVID, and then right after COVID, I lost so much respect for him. Now, I genuinely am, it's like a magnet, okay? I have this magnetic field, and I attract certain people, okay? And I'm not talking about just women that I might find intriguing or beautiful or thought-provoking. I am married, but you know what I'm saying? But I am attracted in terms of my brain being interested and attracted to certain types of people. Now, I have my categories of people that I like and I'm genuinely attracted to for whatever personality traits they have. Yeah, I'm talking about men too. I'm not talking about physical attraction, okay? It could be physical attraction for me if it's women, okay? But I'm talking about attraction as in I'm drawn to people and I'm drawn to a certain type of people. But by default, and this might be an Italian thing for some Italians, but I've learned that this is a whole bunch of bullshit. By default, I have a mechanism that defaults to being automatically interested in somebody or liking them if they're my nationality. It's a bias that nationalities might have for each other. I learned very quickly. Well, not really very quickly, but it took me a long time to learn it. But very quickly, in the last couple of years, that my biggest defectors, my biggest critics, my biggest non-fans and haters are from my community. I recently mentioned this on the Sam Adamo podcast. Sam is a local Montreal comedian. He's in his mid-20s. He's well-spoken and articulate. You should check out The Bordello. I was on his podcast. It was just released yesterday. And I was talking about this. I was talking about how disappointed I was, not because we're supposed to like our own people automatically. There are bad Italians, as there are bad cultural groups everywhere. Just because you're East Indian, you don't automatically like other East Indians. You know, there's bad people everywhere. But as I said, it's a default mode, okay? That I automatically think, okay, well, this person's Italian. Chances are they had my upbringing. They share my cultural sensibilities. Therefore, I'm drawn to them. So I was drawn to Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo, his brother who was governor of New York, I didn't like his brother at all based on the stuff he said, the ridiculous shit he said during COVID and what he did to senior citizens there. And it was just bizarre to me, okay? Not my type of Italian, his brother, and what Chris Cuomo displayed, as I said, during COVID. But because, I remember his dad was governor of New York when I was in the 80s and whenever it was, and it had an Italian last name. I liked Governor Cuomo at the time. Chris grew up, even though he's Italian-American, might not speak Italian, may have been his grandparents that spoke Italian in the household, probably not his dad. My guess is probably born in the United States. No matter what, I see an Italian last name, I expect more. I don't know why. I expect more of somebody. I was like, okay, this person, I just expect more. And he let me down in so many ways. But seeing Chris let me down, again, who am I, right? Who am I in his life that he cares that he let me down? As somebody that I respect because they're in my field, we're in each other's field, and having watched him for so many years, look, he is a solid speaker, solid journalist. But during COVID, it became something else. He became the messenger for all this stuff that we were being fed and told that now looking back, we know was a whole bunch of bullshit. For some of us, we knew it was a whole bunch of bullshit as it was being delivered to us nightly. I almost got a kick out of it. I almost got excited by hearing people spew the BS because I wasn't being fooled. And I know
if you're like me, which you probably are, you're like, you're watching it more to get angry. I was like, what are they saying? What is this? What am I watching? So that's what Chris Cuomo was to me during COVID. But then I see him sitting down with Tucker Carlson on his show on News Nation. Tucker Carlson criticized Chris Cuomo throughout COVID. I mean, literally destroyed him. Nightly would just pounce on him over and over and over. It was amazing to watch. It was magic watching him just destroy Chris Cuomo. But Chris Cuomo did it to himself. And then all Tucker Carlson had to do was sit back, observe, report, and comment. Physically, Chris Cuomo, as he mentioned to Tucker Carlson, he goes, you know, I could physically snap you in two. Tucker Carlson laughed like, Tucker Carlson has the laughing hyena laugh. Have you ever heard Tucker Carlson laugh?
It's so good. It's got to be a big misunderstanding.
Cracks me up every single time. So look, if Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo could sit down together and have a conversation, which is a complete and utter nightmare, anyone who is way too progressively liberal, your typical 2024 progressive liberal, just at the mere thought of hearing Tucker Carlson mention, they yell. You know those people that you see yelling in the middle of the street? Yeah, exactly. Never did I hear him. I always say this. I always put my rep on the line and say, never have I heard him say something racist, something that was so bad that it deserved to be considered or filed in the hate speech category. I would not like somebody like that, right? But nowadays, people file any kind of message they don't like into that, put it into that category. That's why we were living in the most dangerous of times, because there are truly crackpots out there, are completely unhinged. When seeing Chris Cuomo sitting down to talk to Tucker Carlson, that's all they need. That's all they need in their life, to see that, to tilt them, to completely put them off axis like nothing has ever done that before. To them, this is the devil meeting some, I don't know, godlike figure. I'm not saying they necessarily admire Chris Cuomo. CNN, for a lot of these people, is where they get their news. It's where I got my news, when news was news, when journalism was journalism. But for those people today, they seem to think that that is still unbiased, factual news. When we know the truth, it's absolutely the furthest thing from that. Can you imagine a network of any kind here in Canada, CTV, CBC, you name the network global, having a guy like Chris Cuomo and Tucker Carlson sitting down to have a conversation together? This is why the news, as we remember it, legacy, this is why it's called legacy, because it's a legacy form of media. It's old. It's past its due date. Okay? This is why it's dying and it's failing. Because these other platforms out there, including a platform like this one, will have two people talking about different ideas, laugh about it. You have to watch this interview. Go on YouTube, put in Chris Cuomo and Tucker Carlson. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter whose side you're on. You don't even have to be on anybody's side. Just listen to these two talk about everything from being fired at CNN or at their respective jobs, to talking about COVID, to talking about Putin, and having a conversation that is never had on what a lot of people still consider mainstream. It's, again, it's not mainstream. Mainstream now is becoming this. This is mainstream. This is where the majority of the people are on now. Spotify, Apple, YouTube. That has become mainstream. Look at Joe Rogan, where he's taken it. He has more downloads, more daily streamers, followers, whatever you want to call it, than any of those outlets put together. This is why these outlets are all dying, because they're all paid shills. They're all paid to report and keep producing these messages from the people that line their pockets. You ever wonder why you turn on the radio, you watch television, and there's pharmaceutical after pharmaceutical ad, and not much of anything else? and you wonder, why am I hearing all these ads from all these big companies and the local, you know, the local sponsorships are not there as much anymore? The national buys are still there. A national buy is like advertising time on one network, and then you see it everywhere. I mean, that should tell you everything that you need to know. I've seen it firsthand, and it wasn't even at the level that it is now, meaning as obvious. Now it's blatantly obvious what's going on. So when you see two guys who have completely different opinions, like Tucker and a guy like Cuomo, sitting down together, I mean, to me, I couldn't help but just smile and enjoy the conversation. Now, I like Tucker more than I like Cuomo, but I liked Cuomo a lot more after this sit down. And when Tucker suggested that maybe Cuomo was in the mafia, like, I lit up right away, because as an Italian, if you're Italian, you know, when people mention that reference to you, like, you must know, are you part of the mafia? Or I always make them believe, yes, I am. Because they ask a stupid question, they get a stupid reply, right? The Cuomo's like, well, we're not in the mafia, whatever. You have to watch it. I don't want to ruin it for you, or else I'd be playing all the clips. But when Tucker says that, I had the same reaction as Chris. Again, because those are my Italian sensibilities, right? That's why I want to like Chris Cuomo, and I liked him more after this chat. So if you get a chance, watch it. It's brilliant. Cuomo and Tucker Carlson. And this is exactly what we should be doing more of. Back in the day, when I was back in my college years, my university years, we could have discourse, we could have disagreements, and be completely misaligned politically, or when it came to religion, or when it came to abortion, whatever. People just had their debates, and they moved on, and they shared a beer together. Nowadays, people wouldn't be caught dead with somebody. If they're not aligned, then you're no friend of mine. And that's a horrible, absolutely horrible way to live. I always say it, that if I were, as much as I dislike the Prime Minister of Canada, if I were able to have a genuine conversation with him on behalf of Canadians, not myself, because who am I to ask him any questions about anything? I don't care about his marriage, about his, like, that's not, I'm not on a friendship level with him. So as a Canadian, if I may, Mr. Prime Minister, as a Canadian, sit down and ask the questions that I want to know. And man, do I have a lot of questions that I would ask him. Maybe we could sit down and have a conversation, even though I don't like what he's about. I don't like his smugness and personality. I don't like any of that stuff. But change my mind as the Prime Minister. Again, as a human sitting across from a guy like that and having a beer, you heard about the whole beer thing. I can never sit down and have a beer with Justin Trudeau, because he looks like the type of guy that would be judging me. He looks like the type of guy I would never be friends with. Not because we have different opinions, but just because I can tell he doesn't really care about, you know, he's so self-centered and narcissist. He doesn't really care about what I have to say. I've met so many people lately that have rubbed me the wrong way. I kid you not. Not because I want to go into this any deeper, but people that literally, I don't understand. Like, I'm talking to them, but I'm not talking to them. They're talking to me, and it's a one-way conversation. It's like, hi, you start the conversation. They ask nothing about you. All they seem focused on is themselves. It's this malignant narcissism. That's what Trudeau's all about. That's what a lot of people from some of these younger generations are all about. Me, 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 me. But don't get me wrong, there's people in my generation who also think this way. They don't want to really ask any questions about you. They don't want to engage in any kind of conversation. They want to just make it about themselves and talk about themselves. That's it. It's one thing when you have a microphone and, you know, you have your platform and you're talking and you're a narcissist, because people choose at that point whether they want to listen to you or not, right? If you didn't want to listen to me, you wouldn't be here. But I include you in the conversation, because I'm not speaking at you. I'm speaking with you. With a lot of these people, and recently I met one individual, and he spoke my ear off for 20 straight minutes. I didn't get a chance to get a word in. And at the end, I was wondering, I was really bothered. And I was wondering, but what did I get out of this? Nothing, except for him talking to me like I didn't exist. Like, basically, and it's like, I'm supposed to absorb everything this person said. I get nothing in return. I don't get to do that to that person because they don't really care about what I have to say. They just want to talk and talk at me. And I'm seeing a lot more of these people. And I think these people need help. And I think these people are deeply disturbed. And I truly believe that a guy like Justin Trudeau is this type of person. It's that malignant narcissist that doesn't even know. They're so far gone that all they want to do is tell you about them and what they're doing. And they don't really care about you. They think they're doing it for your good. Like the other day when Trudeau mentioned, I think it was just today or yesterday, he doesn't care if he's not popular. And then he catches himself and he's like, oh, no, well obviously I want to be popular, but that's not why I'm doing the job. I want to do this job because I want to do this job so that the next generation of Canadians, is what he says, is in a better situation because of the job that I did. And I'm here. I don't care about what being popular. I care about doing the job so that the following generations are going to be in better shape. Fantastic. If you were doing a good job. But the job that he's doing is a disservice to all Canadians. And the job that he has done has been so bad, he's wrecked several generations to come because of his policies, because of how he handles those policies, what the Liberal Party has become. And now we live in a country, in a Canada, we don't recognize anymore. There are the people who think this is still the great country it was 10 years ago. It's not. I'm telling you, it is not. Not in my opinion. Is it a great country? Yes, of course. I love Canada and all that. But is it the same country I remember it being a decade ago? Absolutely not. And there's only one person responsible for that, or one person leading the charge, at least many people responsible for it. The people who voted for this guy, the people who support this guy, who continue to keep this guy as the leader of their party and the Prime Minister of Canada, the people that collude with him to keep him in power so that they get things. It's a racket. The parliamentary system in Canada is a complete and utter racket. It's the biggest racket out there. And fraudulently spending your tax dollars, it's a controlled racket. Most people are so dormant, they would never suspect it. We're on to them. Episode 175 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Délices La Fraîneuse. Simplement délicieux. With 5 Montreal locations, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and Brossard. Your custom cakes, available themed cakes for any life celebration. Work with their designer. If you're getting married later on this year, they'll make you a beautiful wedding cake. I know a member of my family is getting their cake done there for a very special life celebration coming up soon. Wouldn't think of anywhere else to get this done, but the pros at Les Délices La Fraîneuse. At the beginning of this podcast, I was talking about Baton Rouge and their incredible appetizers because it was the beginning of the podcast. Now, I've settled into the main menu. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. I was there just the other day. I had the fried chicken sandwich with their incredible onion rings, crispy signature chicken tenders, served on a soft potato bun with lettuce coleslaw and a smoked jalapeno alioli. It was mouth-watering. It is absolutely incredible. Their Baton Rouge burger, I had the time before that, signature, even more amazing. Everything is tasty. Everything is juicy, fresh, and signature Baton Rouge. Check them out. Once again, the closest location to you, go to batonrouge.ca. Number 30, coming to LaSalle. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar.
These shoes allow you to walk at the speed of running. These are Moonwalkers, AI-powered electric shoes that make walking faster and easier. With these shoes, you simply walk as normal. The shoes will analyze your performance and send the results to the 8 motorized wheels on the bottom, controlling their speed. To accelerate, all you need to do is speed up your movement. Unlike roller skates, they require no extra skills beyond walking, so it won't take you long to pick up the knack. Would you try these?
Okay, that wasn't a sponsor for the podcast, but new AI Moonwalkers. This is a new shoe developed in Austin by Shift Robotics. And what do these shoes do? Well, it's like you want to walk quicker, you would walk quicker, and these AI electric moving shoes would make you walk quicker. You want to go slower, you'll walk slower. But they have rollers underneath. Just imagine like a moving sidewalk right under your feet. The message I left when I saw this is with these shoes, because the commercial said, with these shoes, you no longer have to walk anymore. I put, with these shoes, you actually show the world how fucking lazy you really are. Now, I'm all for innovation. I'm all for tools, technology that make things better, easier, more efficient in life. But now, when we take away a human being's ability, or at least desire to want to ever walk again, why bother? I would never be caught dead wearing these. And again, I should never say never, because many podcasts ago, I was ridiculing Teslas, Tesla owners, people who drive Teslas, and then I test drove one for a week and kind of liked it. Still haven't purchased one, but liked it more than I thought. Now, I guess I would have to try these Moonwalkers, the Moonwalker X, in order to give it a full rating or a real evaluation. But come on, people. Let's, like now, there is no reason to ever walk again when you have these. They're basically giving you the opt-out. And the opt-out is, just put these on. Like in many other parts of life that people don't put any effort in, now they're not even going to put any effort in getting exercise or walking. Now, you would think that a guy like me, first of all, I think exercise is very important. I think exercise is important for body, mind, and soul. I like to walk, but I complain if it's a little too windy. I'm like my dog. If it's a little too windy or a little too cold or a little too snowy or a little... To me, the perfect walking weather is April to end of October. After that, I'm not a fan. But I would walk every day. I think I walked every single day I was in Arizona, all 180 days that I was there, because the scenery was beautiful, the weather, climate, temperature was amazing. When everything is perfect, you want to walk. You want to breathe the air. You want to, right? With the Moonwalker X here, I see these people. They're mostly showing them on people walking through airports, right? But walking through an airport now, you have the moving floors. And I always choose, unless I'm in a hurry, to walk the regular corridor next to the moving floor. Same thing. If I have a heavy bag and I need to take the escalator, I will. If not, I'll take the stairs, because it forces you and your body to exercise, to move a little, to breathe, to get things going. Walking Moonwalkers, whatever they're called, will just take us into the most laziest era we've been through so far as humans. And we already know that this is a lazy society we live in. People are not as inspired or motivated the way they used to be. I mean, it's hard when you have driving cars, when everything is done for you, when you have a smartphone that does everything for you, when you have smart homes and, you know, clap to turn on a light and do this. And I'm the biggest, look, I'll be the first to admit, I have a smart home and all the stuff, electronic stuff that matters is on my phone, because it's easier, facilitates your life, it makes your life better. But now adding those things to my body, to parts of your body, I mean, that there's nothing left after that, right? It's like sheer and utter laziness. Do we need AI to take away our ability to walk even? Because maybe we'll forget to walk. We won't have to walk anymore if everyone started using the Moonwalker X's. It's a nay for me. I'm out. Unless Moonwalker X from Austin sent me a pair, I would gladly try them. And who knows, even go back on my word, because I'm an open-minded guy, but I sincerely doubt it in this instance. Time for more grocery store drama with Freeway Frank. this either only happens to me, or I have the worst luck in the world. Or it happens to other people, and other people might not talk about it, or don't have, you know, the platform I have to get on a microphone and talk about it. But it's starting to get annoying now. It's starting to get so annoying. Same grocery store, by the way. I'm not going to throw them under the bus because that's not what I'm all about. And I like this store. I am going to write them an email, though. I'm coming like this close to writing them an email because every time I go in, something else happens that annoys me. Last time it was the $14 grapes. But then again, that's the price. It's $14. It's $14. I refuse to purchase them. This time, it's the fact that they always, at least one product or two of the products that they have around their store. I constantly take pictures now of things that are on, are discounted or on sale, because I know there's going to be a price check and I'm going to hold up the line. Then I look like the asshole that's holding up the line, right? So now I take pictures. There's this 19, 20-year-old cashier this time. Not as nice as the other guy with the grapes, okay? But this was female, I'd say about 20, whatever, 20, 21 years old. And the lemons come in, the bio lemons come in as $3.99, but I know they're $2.99. So again, the principle, like most of you, I'm not going to say most of you, because most of you are probably like me if you're listening to this podcast. Most people would say nothing because they're weak. And they're just like, it's just a dollar, and they let it go up. I'm telling you, this is the majority of society. But that's why people walk all over you. That's why when the going gets tough, you don't get going. You get down on your knees. Not you, but these people. I'm going to fight it, not for the dollar. It has nothing to do with the dollar. It's the principle. So I show her, I say, look, this is, she goes, it must not be the right lemons. So she goes, I have to go check. She calls somebody on the speaker. No one's coming. There's a lineup of people now for me. I'm apologizing to people in the line. Gentleman right behind me actually says, no, you're right. It's the principal. And the lady behind says, I have the same lemons. So I'm curious to see what happens. So now we have a good laugh. She goes and she brings back the thing and it says $2.99. I go, well, there you go. It's $2.99. She goes, no, but the date is wrong. She takes off the paper, crumples it. She goes, do you want them or not? I go, yeah, for free. When the price is misquoted, get it free. She goes, no, the Quebec policy is not on fruits or vegetables. I go, no problem. I'll take it for $2.99. She says, I can't do that. I say, why not? She says, because the price is wrong. I go, yeah, but you made that mistake. Your store, not you specifically. I know I'm going to hurt your feelings. You, Generation Z, very, very sensitive, who rolled her eyes at me, by the way. Yeah, like I'm, you know, like I'm in the wrong here. I said, go to your manager. Where's your manager? She's like, she's in the back. I go, well, then go get her. And I go, it's $2.99. I want it for $2.99. That's what it said. She comes back and then she punches it in as $2.99, gives me this big attitude, and then gives me my bill and I'm on my way. And the other people in the line are seeing this. They're not impressed because there's more lemons coming her way. But I just couldn't believe it. I'm in the wrong here. No. Like, I'm going to make this clear. I know this is your part-time job. And I even said to her, you see this every day. But I'm the consumer. I'm the shopper. I know all the prices. Probably more than you guys do. And she literally looked at me. And then my wife, who wasn't there, said, maybe you shouldn't have said that. And I said, well, I wasn't saying it to be facetious. It's, I know all the prices better than all these kids. Even though they're ringing it in 24/7, they don't know the prices because they don't give a shit. I know the prices because I'm buying my own groceries. They're not buying their own groceries. Their parents are. And who knows what they're putting into the cart. I know those bio lemons are $2.99 and that's what I want them for. And that's what I got them for. And everyone behind the line with me wasn't annoyed by me. They were annoyed by the fact that that girl was giving me attitude. And so I wrap up this podcast by saying, you have to be that person going into the grocery store the same way and not giving in. And you need to hold them accountable because these companies will take full advantage of you as the consumer if you don't. That's why those laws are put in, to protect the consumer. So please, I ask you, please, not to be cheap, but if you're not doing it already, to stand your ground and get those bananas or bio lemons or whatever the heck you're getting for the price they are quoted as. Don't fall and submit and give more money to these people that are ripping us off to begin with. It's like Bob Marley said, and I'm sure he was writing this about lemons or oranges or bananas. Stand up, stand up, stand up for your rights. And I will at every grocery store from now till the end of time. Episode 175 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Délices La Frenette. They're never going to rip you off at Les Délices La Frenette. If anything, you're going to get something else. They're going to throw in something else. Why? Because that's the way they are. Les Délices La Frenette, best cannoli, best zeppole in the city, pastries, cakes, they've got it all. Strawberry shortcake, vanilla cake, whatever you're looking for and your heart desires at all five Montreal locations, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe Claire, Montreal West, and Brossard. It's Les Délices La Frenette, simplement délicieux. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar, I've been accumulating my list of faves. Of course, their signature spinach dip. How about the Louisiana chicken, Thai peanut sauce, salad on crispy noodles and pineapple soy dressing, the Thai steak, my personal number one. Of course, their mouth-watering burgers and sandwiches go without saying. The Nagano pork burger or the fried chicken sandwich I had just the other day. Check out any of the locations. Find out the closest one to you at batonrouge.ca. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. Five-star this podcast if you enjoyed it. Spotify or on Apple, review or comment. Check out any of the past episodes with guests on YouTube. More guests coming soon on the Drive-By Podcast. Can't wait. My name is Freeway Frank. Thank you so much for listening, and ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace.